the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelia. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Anyone that would engage in this or indulge in this is just a plain fool. No!
We are into week two of Psychedelic September, and I hope wherever you are, it is going okay for you. Kick back and enjoy this next hour of proto-psychedelia here on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. So every September, I bring you Psychedelic September. We got underway this week with a band called The Underground off an album called Psychedelic Visions, released on Mercury Records 1967. It is, of course, a cover of The Count Five Psychotic Reaction, one of several very cool covers in this episode. The Underground, were they a real band? I somehow doubt it. A fabricated band to cash in on the psychedelic trend, such song titles as Psychotic Reaction, Psychedelic Dream, Psychotic Vibrations, Psychedelic Visions, and more. And I can't guarantee you won't hear more of those tracks throughout this Psychedelic September. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, for this Psychedelic September, I sort of started off with Pop Psych last week. I think we'll end up with heavier stuff by the end of the month, but this episode, kind of proto-psychedelia. So let's check them out. One of the great proto-psychedelic bands, pop psych band even, is The Count Five, from San Jose, California. one studio album, Psychotic Reaction, from where I took this track. This is Peace of Mind.
What's going to happen in the future? You're going to have more records, obviously?
Well, our album has been out now for about 3 weeks.
I've got a copy of it. I'm going to bring it over before we say goodbye. If
it's all right. It's selling real well. And our new single, Peace of Mind, is out also.
Would you mind, since that works out to be a perfect cue, if we did it right now?
Okay, fine.
Right, thank you. Peace of Mind, the count five.
Cream cones and chocolate sodas. Youth is a time for getting a job, for finding one's place in the world. But sometimes in these troubled days, the very thoughtlessness of youth has led to a living nightmare. Addiction to drugs.
Which is sitting inside the darkness of your mind, which is forbidden. You've got to stop. Watch out for the world's been around you. You're in for a shock, girl. Believe what you're doing. Your reasons are not those of me. We'll be right back.
more with Phil Gray on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
And he's got this high approval rating, so why don't I have a high approval rating?
Hello, New Zealand. This is Jeff Anderson, the bass player for the Sedate Sunshine Colony, a 1960s garage rock band which produced music in the central San Joaquin Valley of California. We would like to call our music folkadelic. It was a tinge of harmonies and 12-string guitars along with a little psychedelia. Anyway, I want to thank Phil Gray for exposing some of our music to you folks out there, and we hope you enjoy it. Have a great day and rock on.
Take a look outside your door. Look around a little more. Do you see what I see? Could it really be? I don't know for sure, but it looks like maybe there's a new day coming with a new way, singing a song of living and loving. Just around the corner, I can see it coming. Here comes the day of love. They said we'd have to wait so long. Guess that everyone was wrong. Sooner than predicted, the day of love depicted by the world in verse and song. And it's coming, maybe there's a new day coming with a new way, singing a song of living and loving. Just around the corner, I can see it coming. Here comes the day of love. Thank you. riding in the van. There's something we should understand. We're gonna greet the new day, so why not meet it halfway? We'll walk together hand in hand, and we'll welcome this lovely new day. Come in with a new way, sing in a song of living, loving. Maybe there's a new day, we're gonna meet it halfway. Here comes a day.
Your Retro 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 2 of Psychedelic September, and a fairly lightweight sort of set. The Count 5 Peace of Mind, top of the set. Then we had a band called The Shades Inc. on Abstract Records, B-side of a 45. Released in 1966, their only 45 for this band out of Florida. Then we had Lexington Avenue Local, a single released March 1968. Perhaps the most psychedelic version of that song ever released. Along Comes Mary, composed by Tandon Elmer, originally recorded by The Association in 1966. So the Lexington Avenue Local. Then wrapping the set, some sort of psychedelic folk from a band called Sedate Sunshine Colony, folk rock band from California. They had a track on the comp called California Nuggets, Fuzz, Mod Rock and R&B Unknowns Volume 1. We had a track called Day of Love, as introduced by Jeff Anderson from the band. He describes it as a folk-adelic band. They recorded two LPs, actually recorded in his brother's house on reel-to-reel tape between 1968 and 1970.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Well, when we're talking about the poppier end of proto-psych, one band springs to mind for me, and that is Love, fronted by Arthur Lee. Here's a track off their 1967 album, Forever Changes. It's called A House Is Not a Motel, largely influenced by Bacharach and David's track A House Is Not a Home. Arthur Lee, big fan of their work. So this is Love.
At my house I've got no shackles, you can come and look if you want to. Through the halls you'll see the mantles where the light shines dim all around you. And the streets are paved with gold, and if someone asks you, you can call my name. You are just a thought that someone, somewhere, somehow feels you should be here. And it's so for real to touch, to smell, to feel, to know why you are here. And the streets are paved with gold, and if someone asks you, you can call my name. You can call my name. I hear you calling my name. Time that I'm through singing, the bells from the schools of wars will be ringing. More confusions, blood transfusions, the news today will be the movies for tomorrow. And the waters turn to blood, and if you don't think so, go turn on your tub. And if it's mixed with mud, you see it turn to gray. Then you can call my name. I hear you calling my name. Thank you.
It's Psychedelic September on Retrospect.
It was on East Pinkerton Street that I saw you. You didn't think that I'd think you'd sneak, but I saw you. On East Pinkerton Street, it's lined with trees. They shed their leaves for me, for me. It was on East Pinkerton Street, you broke my heart. You didn't think that I'd think you'd cheat and tear us apart. On East Pinkerton Street, I saw you hold the man with gold in his teeth, his teeth.
After smoking reefers, Marty's befogged brain hit on a clever way to open pop bottles. Later, Stan went to the hospital for swallowing broken glass. Marty badly cut the inside of his mouth, though he didn't even know it at the time.
Flashing light, just you and me.
Nothing mattered but the ever-present craving for the drugs. He had given up interest in everything else.
That's a set taking you all around the world. Started in the States with Love, A House Is Not a Motel. Then from here in New Zealand, the late legendary Kiwi Mr. Ray Columbus. He's best known here, I guess, for fronting the Invaders in the early 1960s and then later on much more mainstream stuff and a lot of TV work. He's really still here in New Zealand, not known for his psychedelic work or the garage classic that is Kick Me. We had a track from his time in San Francisco in 1968. A single called East Pinkerton Street, actually not released until June 69, but it did appear prior to that on an album called San Francisco International Pop Festival Volume 1. So Ray Columbus with East Pinkerton Street. Then Screaming Lord Such. David Edward Such, also known as the 3rd Earl of Harrow, serial parliamentary candidate in the UK, leader of the Raving Loony Party. But he has worked with Keith Moon, Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, Richie Blackmore, Charlie Watts, and Nicky Hopkins. He had a debut album, Lord Such and Heavy Friends, recorded May 1969, released in 1970. An all-star lineup with Jimmy Page, John Bonham, Jeff Beck, Nicky Hopkins, Noel Redding was there too. Those musicians had misgivings on its release. By all accounts, they had gone along to what they thought was just a fun jam session and some demo recordings. But it was released. Those musicians generally Not impressed by that. In fact, that is an album which has the dubious credit. A reviewer in Rolling Stone magazine called Screaming Lord Sutch absolutely terrible and said he caused the musicians involved to sound like a fouled parody of themselves. A 1998 BBC poll named it as the worst album of all time, as did Colin Larkin in his book All Time Top 1000 Albums, The Worst Album of All Time. So Screaming Lord Sutch with Flashing Lights, I don't know, I like that track. Then wrapping the set out of Adelaide, South Australia, although they relocated in 1967 to Melbourne, tried in 1970 to break into the UK market, but by 72 it was all over. Australia's The Master's Apprentices with Living in a Child's Dream. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio. Well, let's look at global proto-psychedelia. We're going to Japan. A band called the Flower Travelin' Band, formed 1967, very much part of Japan's counterculture, embraced heavy metal, psychedelia, and progressive rock. But this track is the Flower Travelin' Band matched up with the Teramasa Hino Quartet. Teramasa Hino, Japanese jazz trumpeter, one of the finest jazz musicians in Japan. So they had a single released on Columbia, May 1970. This is Flower Travelin' Band and Teramasa Hino Quartet. The track is called Dupe.
Than ever before.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
I'm Tony in Washington, Indiana, USA. I listen to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show because it's groovy, man.
Get him in my stena, mucho más que ayer. Quiéreme más, sí, que me puedes perder. Quiéreme más, sí, hoy y mañana hazme ser feliz. Quiéreme más, que me puedes perder. Solo una vez yo fui feliz. Solo una vez, pues te tuve a ti. Quiéreme más, sí, dame tu amor a mí. Quiéreme más, que me puedes perder. Quiéreme más, que me puedes perder. ¡Oh, yeah!
Of Global Psychedelia. Flower Traveling Band and Teramasa Hino Quartet out of Japan with Dupe topped that set. Then we had Lost Juniors out of Peru, their cover of Hendrix's Third Stone from the Sun called Tercera Piedra en el Sol. Lost Juniors out of Peru. And Los Shakers from Mexico, The Doors, of course, Love Me Two Times, Amame Dos Veces, off the album Lost Nuggets, 60s punk, pop, and psychedelic from Latin America. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. There's a fairly obscure band called Los TNT. I believe they are El Salvadorian. The song El Amor is in fact a song called Love, as recorded by Country Joe and the Fish in 1967, but I think before that, but also 1967, done by Grandma's Rockers. So here is Los TNT with El Amor.
Come on, hippie, let's go. Ugh.
Oh, come on.
Como ves. qué me haces tú? Oh, baby, besando así.
September on Retrospect. And wrapping our global garage set, Los Dug Dugs with Suenas de California, cover of course of the Mamas and Papas' California Dreaming, and a great example of global pop psychedelia. Going to squeeze in one more track out of the States. This is a band called Flower Power. 7-inch 45 released 1969. The A-side was a cover of Love's Orange Skies. We're going to check out the B-side. It's called Stop Check It. By this bunch of 15 to 17-year-olds, signed in 1968 to Tune Kell Records. This is Flower Power. The sound of Flower Power, Stop Check It, band little known, but they did perform with Sly and the Family Stone and Jimi Hendrix. 1969, they went to Houston, and they were the opening act for the first New Orleans Pop Festival. Flower Power, Stop Check It, taking us to the end of the second episode for this year's Psychedelic September, leaving you with an instrumental. I know it's one we've had before, but it's a cool track from 1967. It's a single on Meiji Records that apparently seems like the A and B side were in fact by different bands altogether. The A side is a kind of Motown soul, but it's the B side I love. It's called Wow. Psychedelic instrumental by a band named The Front Office. Also appears on the fantastic comp Everything You Always Wanted to Know About 60s Mind Expensive Punkadelic Garage Rock Instrumentals But Were Afraid to Ask. So seeing out Retrospect, episode 432. I'm Phil Gray. Thank you for listening. This is The Front Office. Yeah.
connect with Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? Fine, but it's really not appropriate.